My dear friends in Christ, there are two aspects of today's beautiful feast that I would like to point out. The first is that we need to keep our eyes on heaven. As the apostles gazed up as our Lord as he ascended, so we need to have our heavenly goal in mind, have Christ as the center of our focus. Our own experience tells us very quickly and consistently that if we have our mind too focused on the world, we become discouraged. That is by, of course, the things around us, the evils in society and in government, but even in our own day-to-day lives, the little disappointments. This is a veil of tears, after all, but that is why we have to keep our eyes on heaven. But as we make this our focus, we have our goal in mind, we need to take into account that second point for today, and that is that we have to work. The men clothed in white, presumably angels, said to the apostles, "Why do you stand looking up to heaven?" We almost think that they say, "Get to work. You have many things to do." And really, this needs to be our attitude. Yes, we look to heaven to our goal, but not in an inert sort of way. We have many things to do. Just this last Sunday, St. James, we read the Epistle of St. James, which speaks much about this. Works rather than just words. We know that the heretic Martin Luther took the Epistle of St. James out of the Bible. It was so opposed to his way of thinking of faith alone. Because he talks beautifully about how we can't just say that we believe. We have to work. We have to do it. He took to heart the words of our Lord, "Not those that say, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but they that do the will of my Father in heaven." But I love to think about after the ascension, to think about our Blessed Mother and her attitude. What did she do? She was here on earth for quite a few years until she was assumed into heaven. And this is quite a wonderful topic for just thought or meditation. There was a book, and this book is not by any means spiritual reading. It's called Lucius Flavus by Father Joseph Spillman. And the book is really about, Lucius Flavus, who is the hero of the story, and it's about the destruction of Jerusalem, and is based on the works of Josephus. But there is a part that, to me, in there is very touching, because he describes our Blessed Mother. And the way that this Father Spillman describes her interaction with the young church is particularly beautiful. How earnestly she desired to be with her son. No doubt her focus was 100% on heaven. Her one true love, Jesus Christ had ascended and he was there, and she yearned above all else to be with him. But she knew that his will was that she remain. And if she were to remain, she was going to be busy confirming the apostles, helping to grow the young church. And so this attitude is one that we need to take to heart. Keep our mind on heaven, but be busy about the work that God has for us. A saint, all of the saints, of course, had this mentality, but one that is particularly conspicuous for this attitude is Saint Teresa of Avila. She, as you know, was a great mystic. She spoke even familiarly with our Lord. She was given to ecstasies quite often. And so she had a taste of what heaven was like. And as all the saints, this was her greatest longing, is to be united with God. But she said something amazing. She said she would gladly spend 1,000 lifetimes working, doing God's will, helping to spread the faith, to help other souls. She said this would indeed be heaven to her. So my dear friends in Christ, let us try to make these sentiments our own. Ask our Blessed Mother to, yes, keep us encouraged. When we find ourselves down, when circumstances become overwhelming, remember to look to heaven. This is our goal. This is our home. But let us also be busy about our Father's work. Remember the words of Saint Paul. All men run in a race, but only one obtains the prize. So run as to obtain it. Focus on this goal, but with all of our energy. Every day, let us be sure that we are working to obtain the prize. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.